So this morning we are going to be looking at a little bit of a different kind of Easter story.
那今天早上我们会看一个有点不一样的有关复活节的故事。
This is so that those of you who have joined us for your annual or semi-annual pilgrimage might hear something a little different from the Word of God.
那如果我们平常不常来教会的话，今天是一个让我们可以看到不一样的地方。
And so we proclaim that Christ is risen.
我们说在今天主已经复活了。
And part of the evidence that we have for this is that Christ is here present.
其中一个我们说证明耶稣已经复活了，就是他现在在我们的当中。
That Christ is present here in his body, we are the body of Christ.
乃是基督在当中的存在，就是他的身体，我们成为他的身体，就是他的存在。
The passage we read this morning is from 1 Corinthians 13, a passage that is very popular at weddings.
那刚才我们念那一段的经文，在哥林多前书的第十三章，常常我们在婚礼里面我们都听到。
But 1 Corinthians 13 is not primarily...about marriage.
但我们要记得的，这一段经文不是有关婚姻的。
Rather, it is about the power of God that builds us into a church.
乃是神的能力让我们成为这个教会，建立这个教会的能力。
And yet, this is a process in which we, as a church, must also cooperate.
乃是我们成为教会的一部分，我们也要顺服。
And the question before us this morning is how well we have allowed the power of God to transform us into his body.
问题是我们有没有让神的能力把我们改变，以致我们成为他的身体。
The death of Christ pays for sin, and the resurrection of Christ is a resurrection into the new life.
耶稣基督的死为我们的罪付上那个代价，他的复活帮助我们进入一个新的生命。
If we truly have salvation, then we are being united with Christ into one body.
如果我们真的有神的救恩在我们的生命里面，我们就靠着与基督联合，我们成为一个身体。
And 1 Corinthians 13.is about what it means to be saved into the body of Christ.
哥林多前书十三章告诉我们的就是成为一个身体的意义在哪儿。
And so let us pray as we come before the word of God.
那我们先做一个祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word, which is true and is right.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你给我们你的话语，你的话语是真理，你的话语是正确的。
Your word has revealed your purpose for us.
你的话语让我们看到你为我们所定的旨意。
Your word also tells us the power that is available to us.
同时也提醒我们，你能给我们的，给我，已经给了我们的能力。
This morning, as we come to your word, we pray that your spirit would convict hearts.
那今天早上我们一起来到你的面前的时候，我们求你的圣灵就在人的心里面动工。
And both challenge and help us to be more transformed into the body of Christ.
挑战我们，帮助我们，以致我们明白我们怎么样可以成为基督的身体。
And we ask this in confidence because of the love poured out for us at the cross.
我们有信心的向你祈求，因为你对我们所给了我们的爱。
And so we are able to ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们可以奉耶稣基督的名向你来求。
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 provides the immediate context for this famous passage on love.
那个前面那一章十二章给了我们有关这个十三章的一个前文后理。
And in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul addresses the issue of spiritual gifts.
在十二章里面， 保罗提到这个属灵的恩赐。
And in trying to help the Corinthians understand how they are to employ these gifts that God has given them, he gives them a metaphor, the metaphor of a body.
他用了这个基督的身体的比喻，让哥林多教会里面的弟兄姐妹明白怎么样用神给他们的恩赐。
This reality that we are transformed into the body of Christ is to be our new identity.
这个我们要改变成为基督的身体的一部分，这个成为我们的身份。
This is to be an identity that transcends every other place that you may put your identity.
这个我们现在有的身份是代替了所有我们以前的身份。
It is more important and significant that you have been made into the body of Christ than that you are a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer.
现在我们可能是我们是一个博士，我们是一个工程师，但现在我们明白成为基督的身体这个身份是更重要的。
It is more important that you are the body of Christ than that you are a husband or a father, a wife or a mother.
可能给我们是成为一个是一个父亲，一个太太，一个母亲，这样的身份是更重要。
And based upon this new identity as the body of Christ, there are two things that Paul stresses to the Corinthians.
因着我们这样的新的身份，保罗提醒了我们两件事情。
First, in verses 1 through 11, they see that the gifts that they have been given them for a purpose, which is to edify the body of Christ.
保罗在十二章前面先告诉哥林多弟兄姐妹的弟兄姐妹说，神给你们的恩赐是有他的意义在当中，这是要来建立基督的身体。
And second, that it does not matter what gifts they have been given.With respect to how they are to be regarded, how they are to be valued, how they are to be cherished in the body of Christ.
另外就是无论你们得到什么的恩赐，你怎么样来明白你的恩赐，最关键的是怎么样在基督的身体里面让你的恩赐得到彰显。
And both of these points that Paul makes to the Corinthians ran directly againstthe culture of the Corinthian church.
保罗提到这两点完全是跟当时的社会那种观念是相反的。
Corinth was a city that was located on an important trade route.
在哥林多这个地方是在当时一个很重要的贸易的那个通道上面。
And the Corinthians were people who were in the path of enormous opportunity and wealth.
在当时这个哥林多城里面的人他们都有很多机会做买卖做生意。
And so in that context, they were very concerned with their place within the culture.
因为他们的丰富所以在他们的那个环境当中他们很看重他们自己的身份。
And so just like we do today, the Corinthians were very much concerned with how their talents,and abilities might be maximized.
他们所关心的是他们所拥有的他们的能力怎么样尽可能的尽量的可以发挥出来。
And how their talents could establish them within the society in which they lived.
也这样可以帮助他们在当时的社会里面建立他们的地位。
And correspondingly, the Corinthians tended to value people according to the place that they had within the culture.
当然也是这样的话人在那时候 看重人是在社会里面他们的地位在怎么样。
And to understand 1 Corinthians 13, it is important to see these things from 1 Corinthians 12.
同时我们在这个哥林多前书里面我们其中看到的这个很明显。
And so Paul was stressing to the Corinthians people their identity as the body of Christ.
所以在这个环境上面保罗就很坚定的要告诉他们你们的本身你的位分是什么
that their talents and abilities were not meant to build themselves up but rather the church
你们得到的恩赐能力不是要来建立自己乃是来建立教会
but that even as they used these talents and abilities to build up the church they were not to value one another according to what they were able to do.
甚至他们用他们的能力恩赐来建立教会的时候，他们也不能用这个角度来看别人，看那别人的能力有多强。
And what 1 Corinthians 12 emphasizes is that even if somebody is immensely talented and gifted by God, that in no way means that they are actually serving God.
甚至如果这一个人他非常有能力，非常有才干，是否他用他的才干是用在神的事情上面？
And so 1 Corinthians actually provides us a negative example of a church.
所以在哥林多前书里面，我们看到这个在教会当中这个层面是一个反面的给我们的教材。
Corinth was a church that was rich both in terms of the material place.
在哥林多这个地方，哥林多教会他们是在这个物质上面是非常得到祝福的。
And they had also been enormously gifted by God.
他们也是在神里面得到很多很多的好处祝福。
And yet despite these gifts,Corinth was a church that was far more ineffective than churches around them, which were less populous, less wealthy.
虽然是这样，跟其他附近的教会来比较的时候，这个教会真的没有好好的来用神给他们的那个福分。
Because of her bad attitude, the church at Corinth had sabotaged her ability to fulfill the commission that God had given her.
因为他们这样的态度其实是破坏了这个建立教会神给他们这个使命。
I want to illustrate this through a story that was told in ancient China.
那我用一个在我所听过的一个老的中国的故事。
There is a story told of a village which had two extremely miserly people.
那在一条村庄里面有两个非常非常守财的人。
And these two misers both operated stores.
他们两个都开了两个不同的店。
And one day, one of the shopkeepers thinks that they could maximize their profits if they joined forces.
那其中一个老板呢想到，如果我们两个人一起合作的话，我们可能会赚得更多。
And so he sends his wife to open the negotiations with the other shopkeeper.
所以这一个老板就派他的太太跟另外一个店里面的人跟他们一起谈。
And so his wife goes to meet the wife of the other miser.
所以这个老板的太太跟另外一个老板太太就碰面了。
And to start their negotiations, she presents the other woman with a magnificent gift.
那一开始的时候，他就带了一个礼物给另外一个老板娘，
which was the drawing of a fish.On a cheap piece of paper.
那是在一张很不值钱的纸上面画了一条鱼。
The second miser's wife received the gift with thanks, and in return extended her finger and made the sign of a circle.
然后这个老板娘接到这个礼物，她就为了要表达她那种的回应，就在那个纸张上面用手指头画了一个圈。
Her husband, who had been watching these negotiations, rushed in.
然后另外一个老板呢，看到他的太太画一个圈子跑出来。
And he cried out, Woman, would you ruin me? Half a mooncake would have been enough.
然后他就告诉他，你做了什么事情那么浪费，用手指头画半个月饼就够了，不用一个。
I kind of feel you didn't understand the joke. The point there is obviously they're so cheap that here the woman draws a mooncake and the other miser feels it was too generous a gift.
就是他们两个都是非常吝啬的两个人。
Now, suppose that it is actually a good thing to be stingy, a good thing to be super conservative with money.
假如说我们小心用我们的钱，我们是谨慎，我们看见的话，如果这个是最好的话。
Now, if we felt that way, then we would have a different kind of gospel.
那如果我们是这样看的话，那我们所传的福音就是不一样的福音。
We might call this the gospel of stinginess.
我们说这个可能变成一个吝啬的福音。
And we would want to proclaim to everyone around how it was a good thing to save money.
我们可能跟所有人都讲了说那个省钱是最好的一件事情。
Now, suppose in order to spread this gospel of penny pinching,
那如果我们是要传这个省钱的福音的话,
we decided the way to do this would be hold an elaborate ball.
那我们决定我们要摆设一个宴席请很多人来。
And pay to invite famous speakers to come here and to tell us of the importance of money.
我们邀请很有名的讲员来告诉大家那个钱的重要。
In other words, we spent an extravagant amount of money in order to teach people to be stingy.
那就变成我们花很多的钱去来教导别人怎么样省钱。
Do you see the problem with that?
那我们看到那个问题在哪儿？
Our actions would be contradictory to our message.
就是我们所做出来的跟我们要传这个信息是完全相反的。
And this was the problem with the Corinthian church.
那就是哥林多教会他们的问题。
The gospel of social advancement, of prosperity, was in direct contradiction to the gospel of grace.
所以讲到这个在社会上面我们要成功我们要得到好处这个跟这个福音靠着恩典的福音是完全相对的。
If you'd met a Corinthian, the Corinthian would have been very interested in what kind of job you had, how your career was going, what type of school you had gone to.
如果你碰到这个哥林多人里面的人可能他很想知道的是你干什么活的你在哪儿上学的
And you see that these kind of comparisons do not build up community but tear it down
我们知道这样的比较这是不会帮助我们建立这个群体乃是把这个群体把它打散
When we talk about salvation from sin we are talking about far more thanSimply the penalty of sin having been removed.
当我们说到这个赎罪的救恩的时候其实是给我们所说到把所有的我们的罪债都还清这个是更深入的更广的。
We are also talking about the restoration of fellowship and community.
我们应该更多的也看到就是这个帮助我们重新建立这个群体。
If you ever hear someone say that they can worship God by themselves,
那如果你听到人说，其实我可以独自一个人去来敬拜神
，if they do not need the church,
那我不需要教会了
，then they are worshiping a different God.
那他所敬拜的可能是不一样的神。
And what the Corinthians were doing was they were using the very gifts.That were meant to pull them together and build them up as a community to tear it down instead.
其实哥林多教会他们的人是用了神给他们的恩赐，为了要建立教会，把教会放在一起的时候，他们这样做反而是把这个教会拆毁。
They were subverting the very purpose for which these gifts had been given.
他们这样做完全是浪费了。他们所得到的恩赐。
In 1 Corinthians 13, what Paul shows is that love, which is the opposite of self-seeking, is essential to building up the body and to salvation.
在这边保罗所说到的爱不是让人可以来建立自己乃是帮助我们来看到这个是为了建立基督的身体。
And so he begins 13:1 with this. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or clanging cymbal.
在第一节里面说，我若能说世人和天使的方言，却没有爱，我这成了鸣的锣响的钹一样。
What is this referring to?
这个是指什么？
When you went to the pagan temples, what you would do is you would bring your offering.
当如果你去到一个外邦人的庙宇里面，你会看到的。
And as you gave this offering, you would take a hammer and smack that gong, boom.
他们要摆上他们的奉献的时候，有人就敲这个锣，很大声的。
And the purpose for this was to draw the attention of the deity.
这样是让他们所奉献给的神明知道。
Do you notice here the gift that I'm giving?
就是说，你有没有看到我奉献给你的礼物？
It was a society that was very much involved in this quid pro quo, this exchange, this commercial exchange, one thing for another.
这好像在那个时候的教会，这社会很注重的是交易。我给你一点东西，你给我另外。
And so what Paul is saying here is, if you speak in the tongue of men, or even that of angels, but you have not love, this is how you are worshiping God.
说如果甚至你能想万人的方言、天使的语言，你没有爱的话，你就像好像他们一样。
If you bring your offerings to God, and you are expecting some kind of return, if you are drawing attention to your sacrifice, you are worshiping in the same way as the pagans.
如果你把你的礼物带到神的面前，甚至你要神注意你是这样来奉献给他，其实你就跟外邦人一样。
And when the Corinthians were using their gifts in order to exalt themselves, this is what they were doing.
当哥林多里面的人，他是用他神给他的恩赐来高举自己的时候，其实他们就是做这样的事情。
The body of Christ is built on much different principles.
基督神耶稣基督的身体要的建立是完全跟这个不一样。
The sacrifices and offerings are brought as an act of thanksgiving and of love.
我们把我们的奉献带到神的面前，那是出于我们对神的爱的回应。
We love because Christ first loved us.
我们爱，因为主先爱我们。
And in responding to the love of Christ, we love his body.
回应神给我们的爱，其中一个就是我们要爱他的身体。
We serve not because we are expecting some sort of return.
我们去服侍不是因为我们希望可以得到回报。
But we serve out of the gratitude and thanksgiving that overflow from our hearts.
也是因为我们在心里面所涌现涌那种的爱的回应。
And Paul continues in verse 2, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing.
第二节里面说，我若有先知讲道的恩赐，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
Prophecy was not primarily the ability to tell the future.
这个讲到这个预言，不是说到，但是说以后会发生的事情。
But the prophet was to reveal, to tell the word of God to the people.
先知的责任就是把神的话带给百姓，让百姓明白。
In a way that was to bring repentance.
以致可以带来人的悔改。
You can think of when the prophet Nathan went to David.
就好像拿单先知去跟大卫说到他所犯的罪。
There was no foretelling of the future, but merely the rebuke, you are that man.
他不是说未来要发生什么事情告诉，乃是告诉大会，你就是那个犯了罪的人。
But Paul takes it a step further again here. If not only I had the ability to be a prophet, but I had all knowledge, I was omniscient, I had all the knowledge of God, but have not love, I am nothing.
保罗说，甚至如果我有这个先知这个恩赐，我也能讲所有的，我也明白所有神的要给我的知识的话，但我没有爱。
And so if someone is acting as a prophet within the church, even that exalted office, if done without love, does not build up.
就好像我们如果像保罗一样，在我们的侍奉当中，我们可以有所有的知识，但我们没有爱的话，就好像保罗说，算不得什么。
And he gives a final statement in verse 3. If I give away all I have and deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
第三节他说，我若有把一切所有的分给人，又舍己身被人焚烧，却没有爱，对我仍然毫无益处。
The final illustration Paul gives here is that of self-sacrifice.
在第三节这边，保罗说到这个，牺牲自己。
The act of giving away all of one's possessions is a great act of sacrifice. What could be more?
把所有自己拥有的都奉献出来，那个是可能是最好的、最大的一个奉献。
But Paul suggests not only offering all of his worldly possessions, but even offering his body to be burned.
保罗不单是把所有一切我都分给人，甚至把我自己的生命都献出来。
But if this is not done in love, even the act of self-sacrifice is useless.
他说，如果虽然我这样做，但我没有爱在我里面的话，对我是毫无益处的。
Why is love directed to building up the church so important?
为什么爱在这个建立教会这件事当中是那么重要了？
Because this is what makes us the body of Christ.
因为这就是帮助我们成为这一个身体的一部分。
If we serve the church without love, then our actions are not for the church.
如果我们要侍奉这个教会乃不是出于我们的爱的话，我们不是侍奉教会。
Let's go back to that example of the two misers.
刚才提到那两个守财的店主。
What is the God of these two misers?
对他们来说，他们的神是什么？
If gaining all the money that we can is our goal, then money is our God.
如果要赚取所有的金钱的话，金钱就成为我们的神。
But God is building a very different kind of community.
但神要建立的是一个完全不一样的群体。
The community of God is one that is held together by love.
神要建立的群体是以爱来维系的。
The Church of Christ is a body of people who are learning to turn away from self and all the things of self and turn instead toward God.
他希望当中我们这个建立身体的所有的个体不是向着自己，乃是向着这个耶稣基督这个身体的。
And so all these gifts that the Corinthians have are completely useless if they use them in a sense to serve another God.
所以当我们看到的时候，哥林多教会里面的弟兄姐妹，他们得到的恩赐，如果是这样用的话，他们是在服侍另外一个神。
And so we see that love is essential to being the body of Christ.
所以我们看到爱对基督的身体的重要。
But here is the difficulty.
那现在有点困难的我们要来看的。
How do you love someone?
那你要怎么样来爱另外一个人？
Let's just throw a name out there. Robert.
好，提一下，好像 Robert 一样。
I want everyone to love Robert.
我希望每一个人都去爱Robert.
Or put the image of a person in your head.
或者你想象一个人。
Preferably someone you don't like.
可能是一个你不喜欢的一个 个人。
Love that person.
你要去爱这一个人。
How can you love someone? How can you simply choose to love someone?
你会怎么样去爱他？怎么样决定你要爱这一个人？
And in one respect, it seems like it's not possible.
好像这个是非常困难。
And that's true if we have the wrong idea of love.
是困难的，如果我们对这个爱的理解是不对的话。
In our culture, we have the idea of love at first sight.
在我们的文化当中，我们有这一种的一见就钟情。
And the reality is that's not love.
那如果是这样的话，其实这个不是爱。
If you do not know someone, you cannot love them for their sake.
因为如果你不认识这个人的话，你很难因着这个人来爱他。
I hope that's not true in any of your marriages that you fell in love at first sight.
那我盼望我们在我们的婚姻当中，过去我们不是因为我们一见钟情。
Because, oh, that's too bad. If you think that you had love at first sight, it was really greed at first sight.
那如果你一开始你看见你的喜欢的话，那个是非常贪心的一件事情。
Because when you don't know the other person, the reason you have an affection for them is that they fulfill something for you.
因为你不了解他，不明白他的话，你爱他是因为他能满足你的一个 欲望。
It is only when you come to know someone, you know their hopes, their dreams, their desires, their passions, can you love them for their sake.
因为只有你了解这一个人，明白他的理念，他的愿望，他的梦想，你才能真正可以爱他。
And so here is where our culture has a wrong idea of love.
所以在这个社会里面，我们对这个爱，我们有误解。
Love is not primarily a feeling, but it is an action.
爱不是一个感觉，爱是一个行动。
Love is active.
爱是啊。活的要主动的。
Look at what love must do, beginning in verse 4.
在第四节里面提醒我们，爱当中我们要需要做什么。
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes,Always perseveres.
在这边圣经是这样说的，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事情，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
If love was primarily an emotion, it could not be commanded.
因为如果爱只是一个感情的话，那我们不能强迫出来的。
But love is an action. It is a decision.
但爱是一个行动，爱是一个决定。
And we begin to see some of the properties of love as Paul goes on.
然后我们也看到这个爱的表现该是怎么样的。
We see that love is unconditional.
爱是没有条件的。
Love never fails.
爱是不会失败的。
How is it that love can be such a way?
那爱怎么样可以是这样的？
Only if it is not dependent upon the response that is received.
乃是因为这样的爱不会取决于对方的反应。
And so do you see the difference with the idol worship?
当我们看到我们崇拜这样的那个偶像的时候，嘣，那个响的那个锣。
Look at my sacrifice, what I have given.
我把我的礼物带给你。
What do I deserve in return?
那我得到什么回报
？But love does not fail, because if there's no return,
在这边所说到爱是永不止息的话。是我们不是要看这个结果
then love will still continue.
这个爱是不断的。
But love is also discerning.
那爱也是让我们可以看得清清楚楚的。
When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child.
当我是做小孩的时候，我讲话，我所想的都好像一个小孩一样。
When I was a man, when I became a man, I gave up childish ways.
但当我长大了，我就把小孩子的那个表现，我都把它丢掉。
Love knows, love discerns, love understands.
因为爱是要去明白的，爱是需要思考的。
And here we see a certain tension.
在这边我们看到好像有一个矛盾在当中。
What happens if love is not reciprocated?
这个就是如果我们没有得到对方这个爱的回应的话，会怎么样？
And so you have a lover and one who is loved.
早上我们有一个要去爱一个人的爱，然后另外一个是被爱的人。
And so the lover continues to pour out love towards the object of love.
那个主动要去爱人的话，他尽他的能力把他的爱彰显出来。
And that person just receives and receives and receives and gives nothing back.
另外一个被爱的人，他就不断在把这个得到这个爱就收到自己里面，但他没有回应。
Can you see that that becomes exploitation?
当我们这样看的时候，我们好像发现，这个好像被剥削一样。
And so on the one hand, true love does not demand a response.
在一方面，如果是真的爱的话，真正的爱，我们不需要求回报的。
But on the other hand, love must be responded to.
但另外一方面，这个爱是应该有一个回应的。
How this tension is resolved is at Easter.
在今天这个复活节里面，让我们看到，这个当中是怎么样得到解决。
It is God who has first loved.
是神先爱我们。
And so what we do is respond to the love of God.
我们所做的是来回应神给我们这个爱。
At Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
在这个复活节里面，我们庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
And why is it that we are all condemned to death?
那为什么我们都是被定了这个罪？我们定了死罪。
We're all condemned to death because death is a result of sin.
是因为我们所犯的罪，我们都要面对这个死亡。
The resurrection is testimony that the power of sin and death have been destroyed.
基督的复活让我们看到这个死跟那个罪的能力都被耶稣基督胜过了。
The Christian is no longer held in bondage to sin and death because that bondage has been removed.
我们也不再被这个罪跟这个死亡来捆绑。因为这个都被基督解脱了。
And so the Church of God acts in love in order to prepare one another to receive the grace of God.
所以基督教会是帮助我们每一个去来把神的这样的爱来接过来。
Think of a prideful child.
马上一个很骄傲的小孩。
If there is a child who is spoiled and you continue to give that child gifts, what is going to happen?
如果这个小孩他是那么骄傲，但我们不断地把好处给他，鼓励他，
he will become even more prideful and more spoiled.
他就变成更加的骄傲，自我。
And so here in the example of the Corinthian church, what limited the Corinthian church from receiving the grace of God?
就在这个我们看到哥林多教会里面，他们是什么限制他们得到更多神给他们的恩典恩赐。
And so in teaching them the importance of love, what Paul was striving to do was to open the Corinthian church to actually receive more of the grace of God.
在这边保罗就要打开他们，让他们看得清清楚楚，让他们可以得到更多更丰盛的恩赐。
And so what we see in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 is that as we mature, we are able to receive more grace.
当我们所看到12章13章的时候，是告诉我们，我们长大我们成熟的时候，我们就可以得到更多的恩典。
And so as we receive that grace, we in turn are able to pour ourselves out more in love for one another.
得到更多的恩典的时候，我们就更能向我们旁边的肢体发出更多的爱。
And so as a church of Christ learns to love, what they are doing is growing in the grace of God and growing in the likeness of Christ.
我们需要的是我们要在得到神的恩典更像耶稣这样的方向，我们要成熟，我们要长大。
The Corinthian church unfortunately gives an opposite example.
很 不幸的，哥林多教会给我们看到一个反面的这个榜样。
A church that is consumed with its place in this world becomes blocked to the grace of God.
当一个教会所看重的是在社会当中他们有多重要的时候，他们就失去了神给他们的恩典。
They subvert what they have received and can receive no more.
他们所得到的其实他们是放弃了，所以他们不会得到更多。
As we consider the resurrection of Christ, one thing we also consider is how do we, as a church, give evidence to that resurrection in the transformation of this body?
当我们所领受看到基督的那个复活的时候，我们要注重的是我们怎么样彰显这个复活的能力。
How do you and I serve the church?
我们该怎么样来服侍这个教会？
How do we respond to one another?
我们应该怎么样来对待彼此对待？
Are we so concerned with our position, our standing, or do we think of the position of others?
我们是看重我们本身，我们的位分，还是看重别人？
Do we consider others more important than ourselves?
我们是看别人给我们是更重要吗？
Do we think of their needs or do we primarily think of how our needs are being met?
我们是看重别人的需要还是我们自己的需要？
Today we are going to be celebrating the baptisms of 9 brothers and sisters.
那今天我们要来一起庆祝九位的弟兄姐妹他们的受浸。
Baptism is a public testimony that the person being baptized is beginning to walk on that journey towards Christ.
这个浸礼是一个让大家公开的来看到他们是预备走这一条属灵的道路。
That the sinful self has been crucified and been buried with Christ.
这个本身这个罪的过去已经被跟基督被同钉在基督的十字架上面。
And they are now being raised in a newness of life.
他们是有一个从死里里面，是啊，从水里面出来的时候，就好像有一个新的生命一样。
No longer are they to walk in their former ways.
他们不再跟随他们过去的生活。
But the sanctified, the transformed life is evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他们要过一个圣洁的、复活的、更新的生命生活，那就是见证耶稣基督在他们身上所做的这个事情。
The transformation of people who in the past were so concerned for their own advancement, their own place, their own comfort, their own security to those whose concern is others is evidence for the resurrection.
一个过去注重自己的好处，他的成就，现在是注重别人，看重别人的，那个是见证耶稣基督怎么样改变他们的生命。
And so, as we witness the baptism of these brothers and sisters, I pray that we, as a church, would walk alongside them, helping them to walk in this journey that they have chosen.
当我们一起来见证弟兄姐妹在神的面前接受这个洗礼的时候，同时也是提醒我们，帮助我们去明白，跟他们一同走这条天路。
So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的就是爱。
Let's pray.Father God, I pray that you would help this church become a community bound together not in self-interest, but bound together in love.
天父上帝，我们求你帮助这个教会，我们成为一个群体，不是因为我们看重自己，乃是因着你给我们的爱。
Help us to be a community of people striving to strengthen and help one another.
帮助我们成为一个互相建立的教会。
We thank you for these brothers and sisters who will be baptized today.
我们非常感谢你，让今天有那么多的弟兄姐妹，他们愿意接受这个敬礼。
We pray that you would help them to come alongside us and walk together with us as we walk this journey to the celestial city.
帮助我们可以跟他们一起陪伴他们来走这一条天路。
Help us cast aside the sin that so easily entangles.
帮助我们放弃过去缠累我们的罪。
But in humility, help us to consider others better than ourselves.
在谦卑当中，我们看到别人给我们更加重要。
And this we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.